day is the sixth Sunday of the Great Lent. And today is about healing the man born blind. And we call it the baptismal Sunday. And there is a reason why we call it baptismal Sunday. First, the church used it to baptize the catechumens and the liturgy of the resurrection. But because the liturgy of resurrection is too long, so the church wanted to move the baptism from the liturgy of resurrection to early. The one before resurrection is Palm Sunday, and the liturgy also is too long, so the church moved it to the sixth Sunday of the Great Lent, and the reading of the Gospel is going with the event of baptism. Why? Because as our Lord Jesus Christ created eyes to the man born blind from the water, so we receive new creature through the water and the Spirit. As our Lord Jesus said to Nicodemus in the Gospel of St. John chapter 3. And today our Lord Jesus Christ healed the man born blind. And it is in the Gospel of St. John chapter 9. And if you want to follow this miracle, you will follow 7 dialogues. The first dialogue, it was between our Lord Jesus and his disciples. The disciples asked the Lord a wrong question. When they said, "Who did sin, this man or his parents, so he was born blind?" So they did a connection between the disease, between the sickness and the sin. And this is wrong. And also, it is in the book of Job, when the friends of Job, they told him, "You are suffering, and it means that you are a sinner." And Job said, "I didn't do sin, why I'm suffering?" And both of them were wrong, because Job, he wasn't sinless. He was blameless, but he wasn't sinless. And both are wrong. They did a connection between sin and the suffering. Sometimes, but not all the cases. This is why the church gave us last Sunday the miracle of the paralytic man. He was sick because of his sin. But this man who was born blind, he was blind not because he did sin. All of us, of course, are sinners. But the connection between sin and the suffering, it is not right in all cases. And also, there is a lot of meanings when they ask the Lord, "Who did sin, this man or his parents, so he is born blind?" So when he did sin in a previous life, as the people who didn't believe in God say this about the reincarnation, is this wrong? Or he did sin in the womb of his mother, so he was born blind? Or his parents did sin, so the child born blind, so the children to suffer from the sins of their parents? And the connection between sin and suffering. So 4 points, and they are wrong. 4 points, and they are wrong. And I talked with you about the 7 dialogues between our Lord Jesus and the disciples, between the man born blind and the neighbors, between the man born blind and the Pharisees, between the Pharisees and the parents of the man born blind. And between the Pharisees and the man born blind again, and between the man born blind and our Lord Jesus, and between our Lord Jesus and the Pharisees, seven dialogues. I say it so you can divide the chapter, so you can understand it very well. But what I wanted to talk with you today, our Lord Jesus, in the Gospel of St. John, chapter 8, he said, I am the light of the world. And in chapter 9, he gave the sight to the man who was born blind. So when our Lord Jesus Christ said, I am the light of the world, it is not just words, but he is really the light of the world. This is why he gave the sight to this man who was born blind. And we wanted to learn today. Our Lord Jesus Christ, it is written in the Gospel of St. John in the first verse, he passed by in the way. Our Lord didn't pass by haphazard, but in purpose, he went in this road. In purpose, he went in this street. Because it is written, now as Jesus passed by, he saw a man who was blind from birth. So it is in purpose. Our Lord Jesus looking for an opportunity to do good. As it is written, he used to go to do good, يقول يصنع خيرا. Jesus always looked for opportunity of doing good. And so many opportunities, and doing good made it his business, made it his ministry, made it his service. Our Lord looking for opportunity to do good, he stands at the door. He stands at the door and knocks to do good. And he has all the resources to do good. And his children should to look for opportunities to do good. Can you think how I can do good today? If there is anybody I can help, advice, support, whatever, but to look. Sometimes some people, they say, we don't have opportunities to do good because they don't search. They don't look. But if you ask God, God, please give me opportunities to do good. Don't say it today only, but every day. Look for opportunities to do good. This is the first point. Second point. The gospel today, it is not only about the miracle. The miracle, it was 2,000 years ago. About 2,000 years ago. Man was blind and our Lord created eyes to him. But the meaning after the miracles, this is more important. There is a miracle and a discourse. I believe the discourse is more important than the miracle itself. Because receiving the physical sight,
This look important more than the spiritual side. But our Lord opened the eyes of this man to show you that He has the power to open the eyes of your heart, to open the eyes of your mind. So today, me and you, to ask God, please God, as you opened, as you give the sight to the man who was born blind, open the eyes of my heart. Open the eyes of my heart. Give me the spiritual sight. Give me the spiritual sight. Because as I told you, the discourse is more important than the miracle itself. Because this man, after our Lord Jesus Christ opened his eyes, after few years he died. He died. So it is not the physical. It is not the physical, but the spiritual more important. So the discourse is more important, and to understand it is the our job to think about it more and more. This is why our Lord, He did the miracle in a certain way. Think with me. Our Lord, He has the power to put His hand over the face of this man and to give him his sight. Why our Lord Jesus did the miracle in this way? Why He spit in the ground, He made mud, He put it in His eyes, He asked him to go and to wash his eyes in the pool of Siloam. So the vessel itself, the procedure itself, is very significant. Our Lord taking our attention when He did this. Number one, our Lord did this to show us that He is the Creator. He created eyes as He created man from dust. And also to take the attention of the people. Imagine a blind man has mud on his face, walking in the streets of Jerusalem, and the fall of Siloam is far, far away. It is not close to the temple as the fall of Bethesda of last week. So, it takes the attention of the people. Why is this man in mud on his face? Where he is going? And he is a blind man. So to walk in the streets, it wasn't easy for him. He needs somebody to guide him and to take him in the streets to the pool of Siloam. And the pool of Siloam itself, what is the meaning of the word Siloam? Means the saint, because God the Father sent His only begotten Son to give light to the world, to give light to the world. And I talked to you about this pool, the pool of Siloam. According to St. Cyril of Jerusalem, it is started at the time of martyrdom of Isaiah the prophet. At the time of martyrdom of Isaiah the prophet, according to St. Cyril of Jerusalem. Our Lord Jesus opened the eyes of the man born blind. Why? Because the physical takes our concern and attention and the desire and the requests more than the spiritual. So our Lord Jesus sometimes start with to give something immaterial. But He wants us to think of in depth. to think deep, and to think about the spiritual. To think about the spiritual. And to take example of this, Saint Didymus the blind. He was blind. He became blind when he was 14 years old. But he has eyes in his heart. We have eyes, but we didn't memorize the scriptures as Saint Didymus did. Saint Didymus was blind, but he dedicated his life to God. And we have the sight, the physical sight, and we don't do as he did. So, today we want to ask God to give us the spiritual sight. As I told you, sometimes God gives the physical, gives the material to make us to think about the spiritual. To make us to think about the spiritual. Because for the ordinary people, the bread is more important for some people more than the gospel. To take bread or to take the gospel. To take something material, we can give you gifts today in the church. You will be so happy to take gifts. What about to take the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus? So, when we take something material, God give us a lot. But when we take something material, we consume it. It is temporary. It doesn't last. It is corrupt. But when we take something spiritual, it lasts. It is permanent. It is eternal. So the children of God, to think about the spiritual gifts, the spiritual blessings, the spiritual blessings, and to think about it. To think about it. So, all the miracles of our Lord Jesus Christ have a hidden meaning. To think about it. And to move on from, to give more attention to the material stuff, to the physical stuff, to give, from now on, to give more attention to the spiritual stuff. To give more attention to the spiritual stuff. For the physical, for the material, it is easy for God to give it to you. But it doesn't last, as we said. Think about the spiritual. So, 2 points. Yourself to think about opportunities to good, to do good. And to think about the spiritual more than the materials. I know that we have weaknesses. We think more about this age. What about the age to come? The age to come is more important than this age. Heaven for us is more important than earth. So I wanted to ask you also to think about the works of our Lord Jesus Christ and the teachings of our Lord Jesus Christ. Both are good, but think more about his teachings. To give me a sight, physical sight, or to give me an idea to change my mind. to give me instructions to enlighten my heart. So, our Lord Jesus, when He talked with the Pharisees today, He told them that they are spiritual blind. This man had wisdom more than the Pharisees and the scribes. They read the scriptures, but they didn't understand it right. They didn't understand it right. نهذا أحد التلاصيل تفتيع الليل المولود أعمى، لأن زي ما ربنا فتح الليل المولود أعمى لما اغتسل من بركة سلوان، ربنا وخلق له عينين لما اغتسل بالماء، برضو من الماء والروح بناخد خليقة جديدة، ولادة جديدة. إن كان أحد في المسيح فهو خليقة جديدة، الأشياء العتيقة قد مضت، فهو ذات كل قد صار جديدا. وده الأحد السادس من أحد الصوم الكبير. الإنجيل من إنجيل معلومنا أحد أصحاح 9، رب الميت لما فتى عليه المولود أعمى. أنتوا عارفين المعجزة كويس خالص. رب الميت فتى عليه المولودين أعمى كتير، بس دي الحالة الوحيدة اللي الإنسان المولود اللي كان أعمى منذ ولادته، يقول لك ما كانش ليه عينين، ربنا خلق له عينين جديدة، ربنا خلق له عينين جديدة. بس الإنجيل بيقول إن رب المجد اجتاز في الطريق فشاف الإنسان المولود أعمى. اجتاز في الطريق، ربنا بيختار الطريق بقصد، مش ماشي بالصدفة جاب الإنسان دوت، لكن هو عارف إنه هيعدي في الطريق عشان بالفعل يقابله، لأن ربنا كان بيقول يصنع خيرا، يقول يصنع خيرا، فمعدي في الطريق ده بالقصد عشان يتجابل مع هذا الإنسان ويديله عطية البصر، يديله عطية البصر. فده بيخلي الواحد مننا يفكر كده، فكر كل يوم بيومه. النهارده فكر ايه الخير اللي انت ممكن تعمله. ربنا مش خلقك لنفسك وفقط، دي تبقى أنانية، لكن الإنسان ولاد الله بيبقى فيهم من صفات أبوهم السماوي، بيدوروا على فرص إنهم يعملوا خير، والفرص كتيرة، بس محتاج الإنسان يبحث، ومحتاج الإنسان يسأل، محتاج الإنسان يبحث، ومحتاج الإنسان يسأل عشان رب يشوف إيه الفرص اللي قدامه لعمل الخير. ده في بعض الناس ممكن تلاقي فرص لعمل خير وتتجنبها، يقول لك يا عم دي مش مشكلتي، هم يتصرفوا، أنا أقعد أشغل بالي، لا دي الحاجات دي هتعطلني، أنا ما عنديش صحة لكده، أنا ما عنديش وقت لكده، أنا ما عنديش إمكانيات لكده. خلاص، اللي عايز يعمل كده ربنا ما بيخصبهوش، لكن الإنسان اللي يبحث وينظر يرى. وفي ناس بتخلي ديت مشغوليتها، إنه مشغول إنه يعمل خير، مشغول إنه يعمل خير. أنا بقول لك تعمل خير، مش بقول لك ايه نوعية الخير ده، لانه الانواع كتيرة خالص والطرق متعددة. ده مرات لما مجرد انك تسأل على واحد بالتليفون وتسلم عليه، ولا تشجعه، ولا تطيب خاطره، ولا تحسسه انه هو مش وحيد، ولا تحسسه انه لو كان محتاج لأي مساعدة عمل خير. ده مرات فرص عمل الخير حتى الواحد مع أهل بيته، حتى الواحد مع قرايبه، حتى مع الواحد مع اللي بيشتغلوا معاه، فرص كتير. ولاد الله خيرين، صانع خير. وصدقوني لما اعمل كده مش هيبقى عندي فرصة لحاجة وحشة، هقلل الوقت لأي حاجة فيها شر. بدل ما انا بشغل نفسي بحاجات تانية ملهاش لازمة، وانتوا عارفين حاجات كتير مرات الواحد يشغل بيها باله، ومش هي دي الضرورية، بالعكس بتدخلنا في شرور وخطايا، بتدخلنا في شرور وخطايا. فتبحث عن عمل الخير، في ناس محتاجالك، زي ما الراجل ده كان محتاج لرب المجد، زي ما الراجل ده كان محتاج لرب المجد. وانت لما تعمل كده ربنا يعمل معاك معجزات. الحاجة التانية انه معجزة تفتيح عينين المولود اعمى، المعنى والحوار اللي بعد المعجزة اهم من المعجزة نفسها، لان المعجزة حاجة جسدية، واحد ما كانش بيشوف وشاف، بس ما كانت فيه ناس عميان كتير، ده ربنا عملها اكزامبل، ربنا عملها كمثل كنموذج. بس نفكر مع بعض، صدقوني بالحق، مرات الواحد مننا مشغول بجسده اكتر ما مشغول بروحه. الواحد مشغول بجسده اكتر ما مشغول بروحه. الواحد مشغول بالعطايا الماديه بتاعت ربنا اكتر من العطايا الروحيه. تخيل ربنا لو ادالك فضائل، ادالك اتضاع، ادالك صبر، ادالك طهاره، ادالك تسامح، ان ما كانش الانسان روحي منقدرش يقدر قيمه العطايا دي التي لا تقدر بثمن. الانسان مرات يقدر الحاجه الماديه، يعمل حساب للحاجه الماديه اكتر. تخيل لو الكنيسه وزعت علينا النهارده مثلا هديه كده، كل واحد مثلا هديه ب10 دولار، يا الناس تخرج كده تفكر ده النهارده بدون هدايا. ممكن الانسان يفكر انه كده يبقى مبسوط، لكن لدى الكنيسه بتدينا اعظم من كده لا يقارن. بس عايز الانسان اللي يقدر قيمه العطيه دي. فعشان كده ربنا فتح عينين المولود اعمى. بس المهم بالنسبة لنا إن ربنا يفتح بصيرتنا. النهاردة فكر ما بين البصيرة والبصر. ما ممكن ناس كتير عندها بصر بس ما عندهاش بصيرة. عندها بصر بتشوف لكن مش بتشوف ربنا. بتشوف الدنيا دي بس مش بتشوف أعمال الله وعظمته وتدبيره والخلاص اللي قدمه لنا. في ناس كتير عندها بصر بس بعيد عن ربنا. في ناس كتير عندها بصر بس بعيد عن ربنا. القديس الآن بنطونيوس بعت رسالة للقديس ديديموس لما فقد البصر بتاعه، قال له متحزنش، ما تحزنش على انك فقدت بصر عينيك، ما الحيوانات عندها عينين، الحشرات عندها عينين. اشكر ربنا انه ربنا مديلك عينين في قلبك. بنقول في القداس الالهي صلاه سريه كده، بنقول يا رب انر عيون قلوبنا، أنر عيون قلوبنا، ادينا البصيرة. ده انت تشوف الرجل المولود أعمى عنده حكمة أكثر من الفريسيين. الفريسيين قالوا على رب المجد يسوع، قالوا للرجل الأعمى، قالوا له احنا ما نعرفش ده منين، على المسيح. This follow ما نعرفش ده منين. قل له ملك الحق، هتعرف ازاي؟ ما فيش استنار، ما فيش بصيرة، هتعرف ازاي؟ فأول حاجة عشان الكلام نبقاش كتير ويتوه من بعضين، ان انا ادور على فرصة العمل ايه؟ العمل خير. وتاني حاجة ان انا اقدر قيمة الحاجة الروحية اكتر من الحاجة الجسدية، اكتر من الحاجة المادية. شفاء النفس اهم من شفاء الجسد. العطايا الروحية اللي ربنا يدهلنا أفضل وأهم من العطايا المادية الجسدية، لأن العطايا المادية الجسدية ربنا بيديها حتى الغير المسيحيين. واللي يخليك تفكر في كده حاجة أخيرة، إنه العطايا المادية الجسدية مؤقتة زائلة، ما بتدومش، ما بتستمرش. يعني انا لو مثلا طلبت من ربنا فلوس، هتقعد معي كده الفلوس دي عدد من السنين محدود، وهي دي اللي هتديني الفرح اللي في قلبي؟ بديلك مثلا بالفلوس، انت تفكر في اي امثله تاني. ممكن نجاح في دراسة، ممكن توفيق في شغل، ممكن بيزنس، ممكن أولاد، ممكن يعني وتفر. بس كل ده حاجات مش هي دي الأساسية، مش هي دي اللي لها الأهمية، مش هي دي اللي لها الأهمية. ففكر في الحاجة الدائمة، فكر في الحاجة الدائمة، فكر في الحاجة اللي هي خاصة بأبديتك، فكر في الحاجة اللي خاصة بأبديتك. وده السبب اللي يخلي مرات الناس بتدي التنشن، اللي يقول لك الحاجات العارضة ديت، الحاجات المؤقتة ديت. تدي واحد عيش ولا تديله كلمة الله؟ يقول لك أما في ناس لما يبقوا محتاجين للعيش يبقى ضروري تديهم العيش، بس يقول لك ده يبقى بداية، ده يبقى عشان مساعدة، لكن الأهم كلمة الله، الأهم كلمة الله. ده اللي محتاج الواحد أن يفكر فيه، ده اللي محتاج الواحد أن يفكر فيه. فحاجتين، ازاي تفكر ايه الخير اللي ممكن انت النهاردة تعمله، وكل يوم تسأل نفسك. والحاجة التانية انك تعطي قيمة للأمور الروحية اكتر من الأمور المادية، اكتر من الأمور الجسدية. البصيرة اهم من البصر، وشفاء الروح اهم من شفاء الجسد. ربنا يبارك حياتنا جميعا، لأننا كل مجد للأبد. آمين.